Welcome to the Road to Ironman 2020, Becoming a Better Me. This is the six-month journey of three novices, Gerard, Christine and Renzo, taking on what is arguably one of the toughest endurance races of all time.
Full Ironman takes place in Port Elizabeth on the 29th of March 2020. The distances covered are a 3.8-kilometer swim in the sea, a 180-kilometer bike ride and a 42-kilometer run.
And you can follow our journey on this podcast series, and of course you can follow us individually on our social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. Enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the Road to Ironman 2020 with Christine, Gerard and Renzo, and it's episode 20 and I'm flying solo again. Gerard and Christine are allowing me to do this episode all on my own, and it's 7 weeks until Ironman in Port Elizabeth, Ironman South Africa, and that includes the week of tapering and that last week of, you know, kind of just taking the foot off the gas a little bit with the intensity of the training, getting the recovery in, and of course getting down to Port Elizabeth and preparing for the race. So we've effectively got just under 6 weeks of training left, and it's starting to get so real. It's starting to get so tangible. So it's Renzo today all on my own, and really I wanted to speak about, you know, it's been a long road that we've walked so far, and of course we're by no means at the finish line, right? We're not even at the start line of the race, but we've walked a long road, and what I've been reflecting on, and this is what I asked the team that I could share in this podcast, is the value of support. So I'm not one of those guys that takes support easily. I'm a very independent person, and it's one of the reasons I think I love Ironman, right? So I've done a lot of team sports in my life, but what's really cool about Ironman is that it's about me and about how much, you know, I can deliver in a training session, in a race, on my own. It's not a team sport. And in fact, one of the things about the Ironman racing, which is different for argument's sake to cycling racing, is that you're not allowed to draft. So you're not allowed to ride in a pack. You're not allowed to be in a group on the bike, benefiting from one another on the road. You've got to do it all alone. And in fact, you can be time carded. You can be given a time penalty if you're caught drafting and supporting one another on the bike to go faster, basically. So Ironman's all about, you know, you've got to do it all by yourself. There are all kinds of rules about not being supported by anybody from the side of the road. You've got to be completely self-sufficient. So that speaks to me, right? It speaks to me because I'm so independent and I can do it all on my own. And what I've been reflecting on is that I've walked such a long journey so far. I mean, it's been over a year of pretty much flat out training, first for the Durban Half Ironman and the Durban Half 70.3, and then almost straight after that, you know, changing gears and starting to prepare for full Ironman in Port Elizabeth. And so the intensity of the training has been pretty full on, and it's pretty exhausting. So it's been fun, it's been challenging, it's been rewarding. I've learned so many lessons, and I think Christine and Gerard could speak to the same. You know, we've often referred to the lessons that we learn. We've referred in previous podcasts to the value of kind of leaning on one another. I lean on my squad. In our previous podcast, episode 19, Gerard and Christine were talking about their growth as a couple and their relationship together and training together. So we've alluded to all of this, but what's really been profound for me as an insight is the support infrastructure. So, you know, Christine and I met online when I was looking for support for nutrition about a year ago, and we've actually never met. So we've spoken on the telephone, we've Skyped, we've Zoomed, we've had video conferencing. So we've spoken a lot, obviously, right? We've delivered podcasts together, Gerard too, but we've never physically met. But we've become a support structure for one another. And it's been really cool because, you know, we'll WhatsApp each other and ask, how's the training going? How are you doing? We'll congratulate one another on tough sessions. We'll, of course, be following one another on Strava. And it's been really cool because they've become, and I like to think I've become, a part of a support structure for one another. And you know, they have one another and various other support channels. I have my training squad. And I got to tell you, I mean, I've been in some really dark places recently. My training has been going according to plan, but it hasn't been a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm the intensity of my training and the intensity of where I'm at with work and my business and of course family demands and commitments to family and everything that fills a day leaves for a very demanding lifestyle. And the Ironman training is on top of all of that. And so I've been in some very dark places recently with my training where, you know, we've spoken about Pain Cave, we've spoken about endurance and perseverance and which is essentially what Ironman is as a sport. But in those dark places, and a great example is this morning, you know, we were doing a tempo ride. We had a 40-kilometer tempo ride, which is pretty much 40 kilometers of ride as almost as hard as you can, 70-80% of your race pace. And it was right in the beginning, I was in a dark place and I was already psychologically, my body was fine, but psychologically I was talking myself into an hour and a half of just slog, of just willing myself through it. I could see the negativity brewing. I could hear the negative self-talk going on, and I needed to snap myself out of that. Otherwise, it was just going to be a miserable session. But what really helped was riding with my squad and having the support on the ground, and having people next to me who I knew were going through as tough a time. And I could look at them and they could look at me and we could know where one another was at and we could support one another. So I took a turn on the front, pulling the group, and then one of them took a turn and I got to benefit. And so we helped one another. And it was nice because we were constantly swapping the roles of supporting one another. And then, of course, there's my whole support infrastructure at home, my family I have to just say my family have been outstanding. You know, when I get my training program for the week and I have a look at the fact that before work every day, I've got an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours of work to deliver. It doesn't really impact them because they're still asleep. But on the weekends, when I have a look at my training program and I say to my family, right, you're just not going to see me for pretty much all of Saturday and all of Sunday. And when I get home, all I'm going to want to do is eat, clean up, and sleep. They've been incredibly supportive. And it's been really hard for me to ask for support. It's been really hard for me to turn to people in my life and say, I can't do this. I need you to support me. And it's almost contrary to the whole Ironman process, but in fact it's not, right? It's so necessary. There's the joke that if your marriage, if your relationship survives your Ironman, then you haven't trained hard enough. And you know, on the one hand, I mean, that's quite funny, but on the other hand, it just speaks to not having the right support system in place. So if you take that seriously, then you don't have the right priorities in place. So all of that has taught me the fantastic lesson of firstly asking for support, you know, asking for support with time, asking for support from the family, asking for support from my training peers, my squad partners, and then of course having wonderful people in my life like Christine and Gerard, who I know are going through the same thing, and who I know I can lean on, and even if I can just say to them, "Geez, that was a shocker of a session," I know they get me, and I know that that they will say something that will support me to, you know, lift my eyes and say, "Okay, next session we'll do better." I was chatting to a client of mine in the US the other day, and she was asking me about my training, and she asked if I would do her a favor when I do my race, when I do Ironman in these short 7 weeks, and I said of course, and she said I need to write on my forearm a message from her, and that message is quit your whining and get the job done. And that's such a subtle little bit of support, you know, to know that that I have her in my ear effectively during the race. So of course I said yes, and I'd do that. So support, it's been a great lesson in embracing support and even asking for support. And I don't know which is harder for me, to accept it or to ask for it. But the most important thing I wanted to leave, and really it's just a short podcast today, is to say thank you. I have deep gratitude for the support of course, my family, and of course, Gerard and Christine, and of course, my squad. They're a crazy bunch of people. And the rubbish we talk on a training session is phenomenal. I don't know how we come up with so much rubbish to speak about, but it's amazing how it allows for 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours of training to just evaporate in the shortest amazing amount of time. So I'm deeply grateful for the support that I have around me, the wonderful people, and the lesson that I've been learning in terms of seeking support, asking for support, and then allowing the support. So if you're planning to do an Ironman, my wish for you is that you find the right support structures, or you create the right support structures for yourself and embrace it. And then maybe it doesn't have to be a case of if your relationship survives Ironman, you haven't trained hard enough. But maybe it's a case of you trained like a monster and you had the right support around you and you embraced that support. So all the best, and I look forward to our next podcast being with Christine Gerard, and us talking about the final preparations in going in our final preparations in going into Ironman in just a few weeks' time. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me, and all the best.